G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. My name is Susanna Duffy.
Oh, sing ho for a brave and a valiant bark and a brisk and lively breeze. A jovial crew and a captain too to carry me over the seas. To carry me over the seas, my boys, to my true love's today. She has taken a trip on a gallant ship 10,000 miles away. So blow the winds, hi-ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'll start by the morning train to cross the raging main. For I'm on the move to my own true love 10,000 miles away. My true love, she is beautiful. My true love, she is young. Her eyes are as blue as the violet's hue, and silvery sounds her tongue. And silvery sounds her tongue, my boys. But while I sing this lay, she is doing the grand in a distant land 10,000 miles away. It was a dark and dismal day when last she left the strand. She bade goodbye with a tearful eye and waved her lily hand. And waved her lily hand, my boys, as the big ship left the bay. Adieu, says she, remember me 10,000 miles away. Oh. If I could be but a bo'sun bold or only a bombardier, I'd hire a boat and hurry afloat and straight to my true love steer. And straight to my true love steer, my boys, where the dancing dolphins play 10,000 miles away.
When I was younger, we kept quiet about the convict's background to our family. You just didn't talk about that. It's acceptable now that we can show our background, that we can be proud of those ancestors who survived. Let's face it, it was a dreadful thing to be sent to the other side of the world in a disease-ridden ship with God knows what kind of sanitation, if any, they had. No wonder so many of them died on the way here. It's a wonder to me that so many of them managed to reach the shores of Australia and set foot in New South Wales and live to tell the tale. And their great-great-grandchildren lived to tell the tale, like me. And one day I will tell the tale about the young boy in my family, young Jimmy, who came here alone after stealing a bit of cloth. And I don't know why he stole a bit of cloth, but that's his business. And then there's young Caitlin, who came here aged 15 on her own. And I don't want to think what she went through to survive. There are a couple more members of my family who were convicts, and I respect all of them. But what gets to me about these convicts is the songs that they would sing. They sang them to each other. And those songs still call to me.
Come gather round and listen, lads, and hear me tell them tales. How across the sea from England I was condemned to sail. The jury says he's guilty, sir, and then says the judge, says he, "Oh, for life, Jim Jones, I'm sending you across the stormy sea." But take a tip before you ship to join the Iron Gang. Don't be too gay in Botany Bay, or else you'll surely hang. Or else you'll surely hang, says he, and after that, Jim Jones. High upon the gallows tree, the crows will pick your bones. There's no time for mischief there, remember that, Jim Jones. Oh, they'll flog the poaching out of you down there in Botany Bay. The wind blew high upon the sea, and some pirates come along. But the soldiers in our convict ship, they were 100 strong. They opened fire and somehow drove that pirate ship away. I'd rather have joined that pirate ship than come to Botany Bay. Now night and day our irons clang, and like poor galley slaves we toil and strive, and when we die we fill dishonored graves. But by and by I'll break my chains, and to the bush I'll go, and join the brave bush rangers there like Donahue and Co. And some dark night when everything is quiet in the town, I'll kill the tyrants one and all, I'll shoot the floggers down. I'll give the law a little shock, remember what I say, and they'll yet regret they sent Jim Jones and in chains to Botany Bay.
Well, I certainly hope that Jim Jones, or whoever the originator of that little song was, managed to get some revenge on the worst of the oppressors, that they did regret they sent Jim Jones in chains to Botany Bay. But here's a brighter melody about going to Botany Bay.
Farewell to old England forever, farewell to my rum culls as well, farewell to the well-known Old Bailey, where I used for to cut such a swell. Singing to rely, oorally anity, singing to rely, oorally a, singing to rely, oorally anity, and we're bound for Botany Bay. There's the captain as is our commander, there's the bosun and all the ship's crew, there's the first and the second class passengers, knows what we poor convicts go through. Singing to rely, rely anity, singing to rely, rely a, singing to rely, rely anity, and we're bound for Botany Bay. cares about. 'Tain't 'cause we misspells what we knows, but because all we light-fingered gentry hops around with a log on our toes, singing to rely, rely anity, singing to rely, rely, singing to rely, rely anity, and we're bound for Botany Bay. These 7 long years I've been serving now, and 7 long more have to stay. All for bashing a bloke down our alley and taking his ticker away. Singing to rely, rely-anity. Singing to rely, rely, ay. Singing to rely, rely-anity. We're bound for Botany Bay. Oh, had I the wings of a turtle dove, I'd soar on my pinion so high, slap bang to the arms of my Polly love, and in her sweet presence I'd die. Singing to rely, rely, anity. Singing to rely, rely, ay. Singing to rely, rely, anity. We're bound for Botany Bay. And duchesses, take warning from what I've to say. Mind all as your own as your touches, or you'll find us in Botany Bay. Singing to rely, rely, anity. Singing to rely, rely, ay. Singing to rely, rely, anity. We're bound for Botany Bay.
That was a popular song in primary school. We all sang it, all we little children. I can't really imagine a bunch of convicts hanging out on the top deck or any deck singing such a cheery song. But you never know. It's just the kind of cheery song that would make you feel better if you were being sent to Botany Bay in fetters, in chains. Oh, dear me, what a pampered life we lead now. And, of course, the usual convict that you see portrayed on a magazine cover, say, they're men. But thousands and thousands of women were transported too. And many of them were, heartbreakingly young. They were teenagers. And sent away for small crimes. A lot of these women came from Ireland, as well as from Scotland and the poorer parts of England. Life before transportation was already tough, was brutal. And once they arrived, their lives didn't magically get any easier. No, they still faced ongoing hardship.
Lads and lassies all attend to me while I relate my tale of misery. By hopeless love was I once betrayed, and now I am alas a convict maid. To please my lover did I try so sore that I spent upon him all of my master's store. In his wrath did so loud upbraid, and brought before the judge this convict maid. The judge's sentence then to me addressed, which filled with agony my aching breast. To Botany Bay you must be conveyed, for 7 long years to be a convict made. For 7 long years I toiled in pain and grief, and I cursed the day that I became a thief. Or had I stuck by some honest trade, I ne'er had been, alas, a convict made.
You're listening to 3CR 855 AM on digital and on the internet, www.3cr.org.au.
Do you have a few children's picture books or footy boots that your kids have outgrown but want to find them a loving home? Well, drop them in at 3CR and put them in the Books and Boots bin. Books and Boots regularly sends pre-loved children's picture books and sports footwear to remote and regional First Nations communities and children across the country. Contact us at Books and Boots or go to the website www.booksandboots.org.au. We love a good book.
You're listening to Left After Breakfast. I'm Susanna, and in this episode, I'm looking at the songs of the convicts who came to Australia. The song Moreton Bay recounts the hardship endured by a convict at various penal stations around Australia, but in particular at Moreton Bay, Queensland. Moreton Bay was established to house convicts who had re-offended in settlements in New South Wales, so it was exceptionally savage, and in particular under the command of the infamous Patrick Logan, a brutal man. In the song we also hear about his death at the hands of some local Aboriginal people and the joy felt by the convicts upon hearing the news.
One Sunday morning as I went walking by Brisbane's waters, I chanced to stray. I heard a prisoner, his fate bewailing, as on the sunny river banks he lay. I am a native of Heron's Island, transported now from my native shore. They tore me from my aged parents and from the maiden whom I adore. I've been a prisoner at Port Macquarie, at Norfolk Island and Emu Plains, at Castle Hill and Kersetoon Gabby. At all those settlements I've worked in chains, but of all places of condemnation and penal stations of New South Wales, of Moreton Bay I have found no equal. Excessive tyranny each day prevails. For 3 long years I was beastly treated, and heavy irons on my legs I wore. My back from flogging was lacerated, and often slain with my crimson gore. And many a man from downright starvation lies mouldering underneath the clay. till a native black lying there in ambush to give our tyrant his mortal stroke. My fellow prisoners exhilarated that all such monsters a death shall find, and when from bondage we're liberated, our former suffering shall fade from mind.
A song that I always equate with the convict voyage to Australia and with the pain that came with it is I Wish I Were Back Home in Derry. But this really isn't a song about convicts. It's a song about an Irish rebellion, the rebellion of 1803, and about the 60 men who were transported to Van Diemen's Land when that rebellion failed. This is a modern song from 1980, not handed down by folk tradition. The lyrics are by Bobby Sands, the hunger striker, and I always think that the last stanza is so very much Bobby Sands. The narrator of the song says, 20 years have gone by and I've ended my bond. My comrades' ghosts walk beside me. Well, a rebel I came, and sure I'll die the same. On a cold winter's night you will find me. Yeah, I think that's you, Bobby. A rebel you came, and sure you did die the same.
We sailed out to sea, out from the sweet town of Derry. For Australia bound, if we didn't all drown, the marks of our fetters we carried. In the rusty iron chains, we cried for our wains, our good women we left in sorrow. As the mainsails unfurled, a curse as we heard on the English and thoughts of tomorrow. At the mouth of the foil, bid farewell to the soil, as down below decks we were lying. O'Doherty screamed, woken out of a dream, by a vision of bold Robert dying. The sun burned cruel as we dished out the gruel, Dan O'Connor was down with a fever. 60 rebels today, bound for Botany Bay, how many will reach their receiver? Them to hell as our bow fought the swell, our ship danced like a moth in the firelight. White horses rode high as the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades by twilight. 5 weeks out to sea, we were now 43, we buried our comrades each morning. In our own slime, we were lost in the time, endless night without dawn. Back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Van Diemen's Land is a hell for a man to end out his whole life in slavery. Where the climate is raw and a gun makes the law, neither wind nor rain care for bravery. 20 years have gone by, I've ended my bond, my comrades' ghosts walk behind me. A rebel I came, I'm still the same, on the cold winds of night you will find me. Oh, I wish I was back. back home in Derry.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for the ride. See you next week. Same time, same place. Until then, it's cheerio and ciao from Left After Breakfast.